So, in the previous reflection upon the first fetter, which is the one of self-identity, we have seen that the person changes rapidly and continuously, which is anicca, and that the changes in our world and in ourselves occur by cause and effect. So that is the law of karma. And we also have seen, in a certain measure, and understood that there is not a self which lasts and is unchanging. And that is anatta, the three characteristics of existence. So last time, we looked at ways in which, we may be used to strengthen a sense of self. For example, by judging others, also judging ourselves or the world, or giving praise, complaining about our plight or that of others, and also a tendency many of us have to explain ourselves. We want to be understood, and we want to make our actions understood. But who then are those selves that we wish to see understood? And whose are those actions that are performed? And today we can look a bit closer at the times that we are at the receiving end of this. Because being at the receiving end, we feel hurt. We feel hurt when people blame us or complain to us, etc. And it is true for hurt, as for many things, it doesn't go just one way. When we hurt somebody else, we hurt ourselves too. So it's going both ways. And so seeing through the ways that we can hurt each other is very, very useful to find peace for ourselves and for others. Well, most of us know this self, this hurting self, because we come across it regularly, that we feel maybe not acknowledged and not taken in, not being heard, heard in the sense of listened to. And then we easily identify with this hurt one. In this case, it's hurt, HURT, the hurt self. And where do we feel it? We feel it here in the body. You feel the hurt in your body. And Now, it is important to feel it. And we don't like to feel hurtful things. But it is good to not suddenly try to explain it away or look at another subject. Hurt needs to be seen and acknowledged. And it is a sensation. It's simply a sensation. When we don't explain it, when we don't get into the explanation, then it's simply a sensation. So what we are, it's not what we think we are or what someone else thinks we are. We are not the story. And we are not even the body. But when we can be still with the hurt, let it rest, then it may lift, and we can see that these sensations that make us feel to be a person don't last. That they soften. And that may not go overnight, but as you remember the story of the beads, each little bead slightly different, it's the same with the dissolution of this type of heritage. Yeah, the heritage of hurt. It softens. It dissolves. But it needs our help. And we are not our feelings, but when the hurtful feelings arise, they do need attention. They need our acceptance and love now. And even when you say, oh, well, this hurt, it's very old hurt, it's from the past, and it comes up now again, it's now that you feel it, because you cannot do anything about something in the past. The past is gone. The hurt is now, so we may open and accept and love ourselves and the hurt now. Be embraced. And there is no other way. There is no other way to make hurt go away. We cannot shelve it because it becomes a shadow in our cupboard. So if we all the time note, we may notice a hurt, but don't actually really want to face it, we kind of shelve it. Oh yeah, in the trash can and or your backpack. And it's somewhere, but then you carry it with you, and it will always try to find a way to convince you it is real. So it's best to face it and see that those things are not substantial. And can be loved. We can be with this painful body, this painful heart. It doesn't need to go away. And when we do that, then you do yourself a favor and everybody around you. So when we sit still in meditation, aware, we see that or we can see it's with time it gets lighter. And yes, the glue to thought kind of dissolves. Habitual thought, the thought that we may have of, I'm no good, or I could do better. The self-blame, for example. Don't join anymore those types of habitual energy, but see them. And seeing it already, you know. I think this is part of me, but it cannot be, because really, nothing really is substantially part of ourselves. And now we are into feelings. Most of us feel. We are our body. We are our body. But which body are we? Are we the one of the baby, the teenager, the adolescent? No, we are. That's all gone. That is a story. The only body is the body here. But how did that body come to be? It is just a moment in the chain of change. And we can be fully present. Fully present and embracing without believing it is true. And it's the only one. And our body, of course, if we really believe that that is us, I wonder what else one believes, because you were already, something was present before your birth. It's not so that you just are being born as a and then die as a separate being. There is ancestors, parents, all the DNA of our culture and history. And when we go, would we really believe that that is the very end? That is not what Buddhists think. We know that there is a chain of cause and effect, which goes beyond lifetimes. But again, that is theory. We can only experience that now. And of course, something does not come forth from nothing. It's impossible. Do you remember the Tao Te Ching? The Tao Te Ching was this truth was very present. And also, can you actually feel a body? It's something to just see. What do you actually feel? You feel your heart, or your foot, or your nose. You feel sensations. And we are not even able to sense and feel really where it begins and ends. So identifying with the body doesn't make so much sense. And yet, of course, we have pain. It is this body that hurts. You don't feel my thumb. And there's those useful questions of who is it who is sitting here? Or what is it that is sitting here? They are good, useful questions. If you are already with your mind somewhere else, it brings you where you are. Those questions. So use them. And don't, when you see yourself reasoning, oh, this is reasoning, this is thinking. Story, illusion. So come back to here. What really is sitting here? So that question can be used for tonight's meditation.